The unmistakable theme from the movies made by Steven Spielberg. The first in the series of what will turn out to be, with the opening this weekend of Jurassic World, 4. Began 22 years or so ago. Dinosaurs, what did we learn in school? Appearing about 230 million years ago and ruling the Earth for quite a long time. And we'll have the review later this morning. But I thought it would be interesting. I haven't talked with our next guest for a while. Lives, works, and plays, I think, in Midland. Well, actually travels around the country looking for dinosaur bones. He's affectionately known as Paleo Joe. Good morning to you in Illinois. Are you on a trip trying to find more dinosaur bones, Paleo?
Well, good morning. Actually, no, I just got back from Utah about 2 weeks ago, digging in the Jurassic period, some long-necked dinosaurs. But I'm in Chicagoland right now. I'm doing some library programs, and yesterday I went down into Braidwood, Illinois, to dig some fossil plants.
Did you get to see the newest Jurassic World that opened this weekend, or have you been too busy digging and brushing?
I've been too busy digging, but I have been keeping up with all of the previews that they've been showing online and on.
Well, we want to talk about Paleo Joe and his experience with real bones as well, and the dinosaurs that we see and have seen over the years, the 22 years of the various dinosaurs. So let me see, Paleo Joe, do we have your phone fixed yet? Let me see here. Paleo, come in if you can hear me.
Yeah, I'm there. I got you.
There are dinosaurs in these movies that, you know, I can't even pronounce, like V-E-L-O, and I think this was the star of the very first movie, V-E-L-O-C-I-R-A-P-T-O-R-S.
Yeah, the Velociraptors. Those were some really great dinosaurs. The only problem with Jurassic Park is they made the Velociraptors too large. They're actually only about the size of German Shepherds. But, you know, Hollywood, they want to make them big and scary, so they made them quite large. But yes, Velociraptor is a valid dinosaur.
How many different dinosaurs were there ruling the Earth?
Well, so far, we have no idea. But so far, we have named over 900 different dinosaurs, but every year we're discovering new species. Just recently, we discovered a ceratopsian, a horn-faced dinosaur in Utah that we call Diablo Ceratops because he's got two devil horns that stick up from his frill. So every year we're discovering new dinosaurs. But you think about how many species there are on Earth today, we must have had a tremendous amount of dinosaurs back then.
Is there any consensus as to what happened 60-65 million years ago to wipe out the dinosaurs that had ruled Earth for, what, I want to say 130 or 135 million years they were around?
That was a very long time, yeah. And the consensus is that the meteor that came down and struck the Earth near the Chicxulub area of South America, that was probably the final nail in the coffin that finally killed off all the dinosaurs. However, we believe that they've been already coming close to extinction prior to that. There were lots of other reasons why they were dying off. You know, temperature change, they were inability to adapt. But the final nail in the coffin was that meteor that came down and struck the Earth.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, is that the superstar of the dinosaur world?
Well, T-Rex, yes. Tyrannosaurus Rex is kind of like the large meat eater, the one that everybody's afraid of. But since the making of that movie, we've actually discovered another dinosaur called Giganotosaurus that was actually larger than T-Rex. It was also a meat eater, but it was bigger than T-Rex. So, again, we're constantly finding new things. The largest long neck we've ever discovered is called an Argentinosaurus, which is much larger than the largest long neck we've ever discovered. So we're constantly making these wonderful, spectacular discoveries.
Yeah, the long necks were, of course, in the first one, and I still remember it, and I watched a little of it. They showed it on NBC last Saturday night, the long necks, as you call them, they look kind of like a giraffe or a precursor for a giraffe, up on its toes, back legs, trying to bite the tops of trees. Were they, vegetarians?
Yep, absolutely. The sauropods, the long necks, were vegetarians. They were several different types. Some of them were high browsers that would reach up, way up into the tops of trees and rip the leaves off the trees. There were other sauropods that were actually low browsers. They would not reach their necks that high up. Their body design was actually aiming them down to the ground, so they were kind of low browsers, eating low bushes and low plants. So they ate at a various elevation, various environments.
And Paleo Joe, am I safe in saying that, oh, yeah, all right, the classic dinosaurs are now long gone, they're extinct. Would it be safe to say birds are, in a way, living dinosaurs?
Absolutely. About 99% of the paleontologists in the world today believe that the dinosaur lineage is still on Earth today. They just turned into birds. Not all dinosaurs turned into birds. Obviously, the sauropods, the long necks, they didn't turn into birds. The ceratopsians, the horn faces, triceratops, they didn't turn into birds. Stegosaurus, he didn't turn into birds. But the raptor dinosaurs, they probably did turn into birds.
And as you look, for example, at what you uncover as you travel around the country, Paleo Joe, you look at the fossils. I don't know if you've seen any of it, but I've read where some of the fossils show that some of the more advanced dinosaurs had feathers or a feather-like body.
Absolutely. We're finding that now. We're actually considering ourselves dinosaur CSIs. Dinosaur crime scene investigators. We're looking at all the evidence that surrounds those bones, that makes up those bones, that give us this knowledge of what we know about dinosaurs today. And one of those is many of the raptor dinosaurs, as we go back and study the bones further and look at the material surrounding the bones, we do see evidence of feather-like structures, whether they be very primitive feathers, maybe like when a baby chick first hatches out of an egg, you know, those sticky downy feathers, or maybe even like porcupine quills. We are finding definite evidence that many of the dinosaurs did actually have feathers.
Did they in general get along with one another?
Well, you know, we also look at nature today. You know, we kind of extrapolate from what we know about nature today. Yes, a lot of the animals did get along together. Plant eaters probably didn't mess with each other. They'd walk around in herds and even multiple species within several herds. The meat-eating dinosaurs, obviously they would go out and hunt, or they would go out and steal food from other creatures, kind of like hyenas do in Africa today. They don't waste time killing something. They let something else kill it. Then they come up and they chase it away. So we believe that the animals today acted like the animals of yesterday, and the dinosaurs acted like animals of today.
All right, and this new movie that's out this weekend, Jurassic World, they've created this, I think they call it Mosasaurus, and you see it in a setting almost like SeaWorld in a huge pool, jumping out of the water, almost like you've seen dolphins grabbing fish. This Mosasaurus that they, I think, created is jumping up out of the water and grabbing a shark that's been hanging on a rope to entertain those who have come to see Jurassic World, almost like a Walt Disney World kind of situation.
Absolutely. The mosasaurs were a creature that lived in the water. Now, we've got to be a little bit careful here. The mosasaur is actually not a dinosaur. The creatures that flew in the air, the Quetzalcoatlus, the pterodactyl, the pterosaur, all those flying reptiles you're going to see in the movie, those are considered flying reptiles. The creatures that were in the water, the ichthyosaur, mosasaur, plesiosaur, those are considered marine reptiles. The true definition of a dinosaur is it walked on land. But again, everybody likes those flying creatures. Everybody likes those swimming creatures, so they're in the movie as well. It is a tremendous entertainment venue that they've created. The really cool thing about it is the features of the creatures, the skin, and we know what that kind of stuff looks like because we've discovered fossilized, petrified skin, so we can actually see what the skin looked like. As far as the size of some of the creatures, the mosasaur in the movie is just a little bit larger than the real mosasaurs we've been finding, but, you know, that, again, is Hollywood.
How fast could they run?
Dinosaurs could run, well, it depends on whether they were plant eaters or meat eaters and how their body shape was designed, but we believe that many of the swift dinosaurs, the meat eaters, the raptors, they could run between 25 and 30 miles an hour.
Wow. Paleo Joe in Illinois, but he's based in Midland. I posted a picture of you on our Warren Pierce Show Facebook page. It looks like you're right out of Central Casting. It looks like you could be in the Jurassic Park movies, Paleo Joe, with that...
As I do my programs, my library programs, a lot of the little kids come up and say, hey, you were in the first Jurassic Park movie. No, I'm sorry, that wasn't me.
No, you do look like Jurassic Park's paleontologists. Continued success,
yes.
And keep us posted. They've got, of course, I forgot about this as well, the dinosaur exhibit overgoing at the Detroit Zoo as well that you were part of, I think.
Yes, I'm at Dinosauria this year. I'd love to see Dinosauria come back. It's an exhibit of 42 animatronic dinosaurs. They move and they growl. They do all kinds of things. I'm going to actually be there July 1st,
yeah.
July 17th, August 6th, and August 29th from 9 to 5. Leading people on tours, and I'm also doing dinosaur bone cleaning demonstrations. I'm actually going to bring real dinosaur bones and actually clean them for the public so they can see what we do.
All right, well, we'll talk when you're in Royal Oak. Paleo Joe, thanks for checking in with us.